We're talking about the Avraham Shternatz, the great grandson of Amnasten. With Kufai, he goes, Zachar, I want to tell you, Rav Avraham Ber, here, he was also friends with Rav Avraham Ber, who was the grandson of Rabbeinu. Rav Avraham Ber, the grandson of Rabbeinu, he was a very, and also was very rich. Grandson of Rabbeinu was a very rich. Yeah. And Rav Avraham once said a story about Rav Avraham Ber, the grandson of Rabbeinu, just so we understand what kind of a tzaddik he was. One day, his grandfather, the Rav Chelin, sent him, Rav Avraham Shternatz, to eat by Rav Avraham Ber, the grandson of Rabbeinu. So, the time of the food, he saw Rav Avraham saw the grandson of Rabbeinu take a spoon, and before every spoon, every single spoon, before every spoon that he put in his mouth, he looked at Shammai and was like, he yearned to this, want to be clean with Hashem, and then he ate. Another spoon, it's one Hashem, and then he ate. Like every single spoon before he put it in his mouth, he's yearning to Hashem. Yeah, but anyway, he came back, so he told his grandfather, I'm telling you something amazing, you never seen anything, no one eats like that. Every spoon. So his grandfather told him, that's why I sent you there. That time also he married to meet Rabbi Ephraim ben Rabbi Naftali. Rabbi Ephraim ben Rabbi Naftali was Rabbeinu, one of the students of Rabbeinu. Rabbi Ephraim was son, also met Rabbeinu once, and he was Talmid of Rabbi Natan. Yeah. Talmid, huh? So, Rabbi Ephraim came out of the son of Rabbi Naftali. He came to Eretz Yisrael, Taf Reish Lamed Daled. This is 634, about 140 years ago exactly. And he settled in Yerushalayim. But every year, he went to Uman from Rosh Hashanah, from Yerushalayim. Every year. Not like people think, oh, you know, the soil, Rabbeinu didn't mean that you go to Uman from Rosh Hashanah. Here, Rabbi Ephraim.
1870?
Every year, and it wasn't so simple to go then to Yerushalayim.
It wasn't four hours by plane.
No, it wasn't. It was 3 months. A month and a half each way. Until he died in Taf Reish Mem Gimel. Yeah? How many years? So for a while.
For
9 years. For 9 years he was going. Yeah. More than all the Ziknei Anash, Rav Avraham. Yeah, Rav Avraham Shternatz, more than everyone, he got a lot, more than everyone from the Torah of Rabbeinu, the original Torah of Rabbeinu. Right? The years that he was with his grandfather in Cherin, and so he met the third generation of Rabbeinu, after Rabbeinu. Yeah. And therefore he was one of the main people giving over the Torah of Rabbeinu. Yeah, afterwards. Here's one of the... Rabbi Yitzchak Weiter from Poland. He sent a letter to Rabbi Yitzchak Kurman. Okay, he told him, "You want to know about what does Avraham hold about something, whatever? Why? Because he knows more than everyone." So Rabbi Yitzchak Weiter was also a huge investor. He also knew Rabbi Avraham Shternatz knows more than everyone. Also, another person who got a lot from Rabbi Natan himself was Rabbi Nachman Turchin. It was the biggest Talmid. And when Rabbi Natan was asked before he died, who will fill in his place after he dies, he said, the one who carries pails of water. He was referring to who? To Rabbi Nachman Turchin. Because he was always, in the Gemara, Someone was Mishamish, someone it's called Yitzhak Adav Malimai, the port of his hands water. That's the more you do the term. The one who poured my hands on water. So he was referring to Nachum Tuchino. Yeah. Yeah. Also, Rabbi Ram Shtanat learned from Pichas Yishov in Kivlich, Rabbi Natan Rabbi Yudah in Tveria. Anyways, he learned from many people, yeah. One time, they were sitting, also there was a Moshe Breslover, also a big tzaddik. And Rav Avraham, they asked him to give some Torah over. He was a young man in Breslov, in a cherim. He was sitting, and he said the Torah, the Rabbeinu, and Nikuta Lachot, he said. He said some Nikuta Lachot from Rabbi Natan. So Moshe Breslover got up. I remember Rabbi Natan sat there, and that's how he spoke exactly. You see, Rabbi Avraham Shtanat is very much like Rabbi Natan. Anyways, when he was a young boy, he learned very, very much. He used to learn day and night. He used to get up in the middle of the night, chatzot, in vasiki, and he used to daven for hours. And only afterwards, he used to eat a little bit. He was very makpid to eat bread every morning. He used to eat something, and then afterwards, he used to learn from after eating that piece of bread until right before mincha. For Shkia. When he was 10 years old, he went through most of the Shas Biyun. When he was 10 years old.
Who is his father exactly? That he is?
Bapom Shtarnatz. His father was
10 years old, he finished the Shas. Yeah,
he learned by grandfather, the son of Abinatan. Unbelievable, huh? Amazing. When he was 12, he finished the whole Shas.
Ah, okay, that's very nice.
When he was 16, fine, so they were looking to get marry him off.
So old.
And his father chose for him the daughter of Rabbi Yosef Yonah Shtarnatz. Sa'ir banam shem Moranat. How could that be? He used to do this guy. Who is this? Rabbi Yosef Yonah. I don't get the Keshe so much between the people. I don't understand. So I have to go over the man. So we'll stop here anyways. Have a great Shabbos.